Shh, we're starting the show. Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and from the second row on the right-hand side in the background of your favorite workout video. That's right, that's Heather Henderson from Sweatin' with the Baldies 4. You can find links to our guests' websites, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by Joe Swam, go to the Facebook page for Ardent Atheist, like our page, and join in. We might use your statements in the live broadcast there, so join Joe there now.
And please go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. Write a review. Help us out, will you?
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah, jerk. We only have a couple of rules on our show. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want as long as they claim it was an accident and apologize later.
And rule number two, if you're ever, ever a listener who's been offended by anything in your life, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you because we're grown-ups.
Not you.
In the studio, we have Matt Kirshen, Brooks Whelan, Eric Cash, and coming to us live via Skype, and backed by popular demand, my mom, Darlene Helton. You know these folks from showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Hey.
This is pretty cool.
And mom, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me back.
Anytime.
You guys didn't sound very excited, so go away.
Should I start over? You want to start
over? I want to hear more about sweating to the ball.
How about we all go out and we'll come back in?
Yes,
you
please.
You guys can cheer.
Redo your entrance just for me.
We're all comedians, so we have very small, fragile egos that really need to be encouraged.
Speaking of which, Matt's been on the show many times.
I have. I've been on the show more than two times.
And you're back in the States?
Yes, I am.
How's that going for you?
I'm right here.
Are you back on TV yet?
Am I back on TV yet?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'd be doing this show if I were?
Fuck off. Matt was on Last Comic Standing.
I was on that.
Awful, awful show.
I thought you were going to say he was awful.
No, he was wonderful. Yeah.
Awful, awful performance. An otherwise superb show.
What place did you get?
I came seventh.
Oh, seventh funniest person in the world.
In 2007, I was the seventh funniest person
Don't limit to a year.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
Just say overall.
Overall, in the parallel universe that was season five, I was
nice.
Every season creates a new universe,
right?
In which there's a new ranking of the funniest people ever.
Shit,
and I was the seventh funniest.
Well, what happened to the other people that were in the previous universe?
Oh, they still exist, but just not for us.
I see.
Who won your season?
John Reap.
Okay.
John Reap is six funnier than me.
He's the exact opposite of
only amongst that group, though.
How absurd to even compare comics just makes no fucking sense to me.
I don't know. Well, you know, we compare each other all the time. We compare it. I think it's reasonable to compare art. I don't go to a gallery without ranking.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go through the pen and paper, and at the end I'll hand the receptionist my score for every art.
And then I thought
and
you
then
made
we
you...
tell the, and we say who see who's the winner.
I do the same thing, but I use a bookie sheet.
Fucking
to me,
art,
it's
man.
Kind of like trying to compare champagne, bourbon, and beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or putting them all together.
Which one are you, Matt?
While hammered on brandy.
I think I'd diet 7-Up.
So
I like the results of all of them. I just can't understand how we would...
I think we're sitting in front of your results from those things.
They're talking about me, Mom.
Nice.
They're saying you got drunk and fucked.
I know.
I don't know if you got the joke.
Oh, I did. And I just read on your on Ardent Atheist, it said that I must have raised... It said that you fucked goats.
It says
how do I put this nicely?
It says that I fuck goats or
yeah,
mom
on
fucks
your,
goats?
No, you. You're what? A goat fucker.
I'm a goat fucker?
Yeah, your mom
my
raised
own
you as a goat
often.
Fucker.
No.
You don't have to take the blame for that, though, Mom. I'm sure there's a lot of things that gave him damage the way.
I have fucked a number of species, and goats is not in the list.
Yeah, I'm gonna say right now that I personally see nothing wrong with what you did, and I blame the goat that raised that goat.
That goat shouldn't have been dressed like that.
Well, I walked up to it and it just passed out when I scared it.
That's what all guys say.
They're asking for it.
Only guys that fuck fainting goats.
Yeah.
All right.
What's more disturbing is that something losing consciousness is what turned you on.
No, I was turned on.
That was my chance.
I was turned on before then. I was just taking advantage of the situation. Oh, I never fucked a goat. Let's be clear, by the way.
You made love to
just,
a goat.
Just sheep. Sorry.
What's the old joke?
By what? Under what context are people calling me a goat fucker on my own wall? What's going on?
Two words. There? Cameron Winters.
Oh, that's all you need to know right there. Cameron motherfucking Winters. He's a funny cat.
Your people.
Your people. People.
He is my people. It's horrible. He works for me. It's amazing.
Not
that's what happens. Are. That's what happens when somebody works for you and you don't pay them.
I love it.
Is that his pay?
Yeah.
What else did he say on the wall today? I was
you're
working editing all day.
You're going to have to go look. Oh, you're going to have to go look. It's hysterical.
Well, one of the things we were going to talk about today, were any of the topics discussed on the wall today? Because I wanted to talk about, you know, Mom and I have talked a lot about talking to your parents. When you're, well, we don't even
speaking
know what
our guests are. Speaking of goat
fucking. Speaking of goat fucking.
Man.
Not about fucking anything, okay? That's not a parent discussion.
It should be. It should be right out of the gate.
So far, it has been.
Yeah, it has. Mr. Cash, what
it
do you believe?
It's obvious that we did, but we don't have to discuss it, okay?
All right. We,
is this, is
we'll
this
pretend.
The occasion? Is this the point where you finally set Emery down and tell him about the facts of life?
I could,
this
the
is
talk
talk.
Is now happening.
Mom, I could use some information. I keep hearing I'm doing it wrong.
During
what's wrong hole mean? I don't understand that.
Wrong hoe means God. Don't fuck her.
No, wrong hole, baby.
Oh,
wrong
sorry.
Hole.
I think that's
it still means the same thing.
Yeah. So I don't know what our guests believe. We got to clear that up right out of the
believe as far as what?
Are you atheist? Are you believer? Are you religious?
I'm actually a card carrying Satanist.
No, you're not. Come on.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting.
Me?
We've no, had that's, one
dude,
Satanist.
That's very insane.
We're like, ah, forget about it. I just worship thing? Satan. Just a normal day.
It's very insane, he says.
I didn't know they made cards.
Yeah.
Well, I made a card.
And then you carried it.
Yeah.
That
what's
like,
that?
That sounds like something Satan would do.
Mom said something. Shut up. This is why we can't have nice things.
Mom, Eric Cash. Eric.
When there was only one set of hoof prints in the sand.
That's perfect.
That was genius. Mom, Eric.
Having sex with goats.
Well, that's kind of where we are, actually. He's a card-carrying Satanist.
Don't put your goat fucking on me just because you found an easy target.
Are you kidding me? That's a stereotype.
No one's ever
Satanists.
That is not a stereotype. Goat killing, sacrificing is a stereotype, but not goat fucking.
If you kill a goat and
goat
you don't
fucking,
fuck it,
goat
awful.
Fucking is a stereotype for Welsh people. Ask
only fuck it, what you kill.
If you're killing it, you're fucking it.
If you kill it, you have to fuck it.
Well,
that's,
no, I mean
it's immoral.
You fucked it. You got to eat it,
it's
boy.
It's fucked if you kill it.
There you go. Double
so
fuck
what,
it.
So I want
how freaked out is your mom right now? By the way.
She's not.
She's taught him all this.
Before I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. What?
She said she doesn't want any. She doesn't want anybody fucking something she's going to eat.
Eric Cash is like on the floor yeah. almost.
I like your mom a lot.
That's my mom.
Everyone loves mom, and everybody loves her on the show.
Yeah,
it's the way it is.
So I need to see your card. Where's your
yeah,
card?
Yeah, where's your card?
It's in my other wallet.
In your other car too, right?
It's in your other goat.
That's what I call my wallet. You know what wallet means in prison, right?
I do know that. Did you? So what
we
that?
Can move on.
You didn't know this,
no,
Heather?
Do I dare ask?
In prison, your wallet is your asshole.
Yeah, that's where you.
Because that's where you carry stuff. Things.
Yeah. So you carry your goat in your asshole, or yeah. your?
No, my goat is my wallet.
His card.
His asshole.
Your goat
is
in his asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christ. Your eyes got so big right there. Your goat in his asshole.
This show is awful.
You guys lost me so badly that I'm back to reading.
You're back to what?
I said, you guys lost me so badly, I'm back to reading.
No, we need you, Mom. Help.
So, you're not a Satanist, really.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. We're going to have you back on the show with the only other Satanist I know.
Which one is that?
LaVey's grandson.
Stanton?
Stanton, sorry.
Holly's with Stanton right now, and she's gone complete radio silence.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been fucking a while on and off. But
he was fun to have on the show.
He was all right. He was a little frustrating.
Is he truly a Satanist?
He declares.
Well, I mean, with Stanton, he inherited it. How did you become a... I mean, your grandfather didn't convince you to be a Satanist, right?
I don't know. My grandfather did have dementia. He might have confused me of a lot of things.
His puppet shows convinced you to be a Satanist.
So was it a trip? What was your...
Socks.
I should stop miming things. I'm on the fucking radio. I keep miming shit.
We're missing all kinds of Eric Cass
jokes. Everything that you're doing.
I waved to your mom, too, just so you know.
Yeah.
Not only are we on the radio, but she's on Skype, and I fucking waved to your mother because I'm an idiot.
Nice. That's why she never gets laid. So here's the question. He really did wave.
I'm waving back.
Thank you.
Jesus. Can
you're
we
so sweet.
Stop it? Just stop it. You all are making me sick.
I got a goat with your name on it, Mom.
Eric, how did you find yourself a Satanist? Everybody's going to want to know that.
It's probably a long conversation. Mostly, I just agree with...
We're doing a radio show about these topics. That's what we're
true. Mostly, I just agree with a lot of the ideas, and most of the ideas that I have are on the same...
Give us two right off the top.
Well, ideas...
Give us two. Give us two.
Well, you're... Okay, well, you've met Stanton, so you're probably not one of the people that believes that Satanists... worship the Christian Satan.
I know.
Right?
You're smarter than that. Much more. I know what Satanism is. I need you to tell our listeners what your version of Satanism is.
Okay. Because I think it's kind of different for at least any of the Satanists that actually think, which there is very few. But another religion that can't get along with each other.
Go ahead.
Basically, what I believe is when monotheism came along and started taking over the world, it wrapped a whole bunch of things up and called them Satan that are actually very cool things.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well,
oh, yeah.
Witches,
such as well.
The witches are supposed to be satanic. They're not. They're earth-based, and they're all nature-based.
Yeah, but. And all of the imagery that gets wrapped up in Satan is Pan and gods of celebration and gods of chaos and gods of... there's all these things that are like really good parts of yourself that Christianity makes you... forces you to regard as evil or bad or
it just
all
tells
these
you that. It
yeah.
Is.
And so most Satanists are some weird form of pagan, usually, because the religion is kind of irrelevant to Satanism. And then most of us believe in kind of grabbing onto this certain package of ideas that got wrapped up and sold as the devil.
Right.
So can I ask, like, does that contain any element of the supernatural or any...
For the listeners, if you're not sure, that's Matt talking. Matt would be talking right now.
He's got the accent.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I hurt
your ears. Sorry, yeah. Mother? Does that come with any element of the supernatural for you? Does that come with any...
Well, I'm levitating about 4 centimeters off my chair right now.
Okay. It's a cushion. But it's a...
Do you believe in any of the magic?
There's a lot I would say yes.
Okay. Can you give me an example? And I want you to convince us. That's what I'm asking.
Well, see, one of my things is I don't bother convincing anybody of anything.
Hold on. Mom, go ahead.
And I don't want him turning anyone in the room into a goat.
Yeah. Cameron's going to...
Well, how am I going to get laid if I don't turn anybody into a goat?
Exactly.
By that, you don't mean anything magical either. You mean the same way that a prison cellmate might turn someone else into a woman, right?
That's right. Matt, you're my goat now.
Yeah, like
oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear, though. My asking you to convince us, we in the room and the listeners... is not the same as you choosing to try to convince someone to be a Satanist. I'm asking you to convince me that your belief system makes sense.
May I say something?
Well, my belief system is pretty fluid, first off.
Okay.
First, I just want to let you know that the people don't know anything about you, so just try to make the listeners understand.
Sure, sure, fair enough.
For like Satanism, is there like meetings and shit, or is it kind of like atheism where you just kind of do your...
Yeah,
own thing?
There's AA meetings.
I was just about to do the joke. Nicely done, sir.
Yeah, all right.
Nicely done. So,
we have goat fucking meetings, too. Okay. First, we talk about how alcohol has destroyed our lives, and then we gang rape a goat.
Are there gatherings Standard. In churches and that sort of thing?
Yeah, there are, and I don't participate in any of that shit.
Don't? Okay, cool. So you're a non-practicing Satan worshiper.
Oh, I practice. I practice all sorts of things. Black I was magic? Jumping rope for like an hour earlier.
No. You're very wily with the bullshit. So what about like spells and that sort of thing, or
Oh, rituals.
Black
do you,
magic.
Do you ritual. Indulge
like
in
Jimmy,
any...
Like, are you like Jimmy Page Satanism, where you're just fucking chicks and then trying to do magic?
Would you have a problem with that?
No, that's a cool. That's cool to me.
I'm a big fan of Led Zeppelin.
No shit. Right?
Yeah, they're cool.
I would fuck a girl with a
I
fish.
Need clarification. What did Page do?
Jimmy Page was just like super into black magic and shit, and would like bought all those dark books.
All of them were.
Okay.
Well, were they all?
Yeah, yeah. John Bonham was like putting numerology in his drum beats, and they were all on a massive amount of drugs, just kind of fucking going for anything they could.
Right, right, right. Well, okay, after the break, I want to come back to this. I didn't know this would be our topic today, actually.
I'm Aren't we really talking about raising your children today?
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that before the end of the show. But I want to get back to anything that you can say that would – and we'll talk a little about what Stanton talked about. Stanton said some shit that was just utter – and I'm good friends with Stanton. He's a nice guy. But he's full of bullshit, massive amounts of just drug-laden bullshit. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available in the iTunes Store.
Today's episode brought to you by Vagiplasty. Vagiplasty, shove it in your wiggy woogie.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Matt Kirshen, Brooks Whelan, Eric Cash, and my mom, Darlene Helton.
Can I quickly, just before we move on, or just before we carry on with the Satanist thing, we haven't asked Brooks what his belief system is.
Yeah, we probably should plug him in. Let's find out.
I'm Catholic, still kind of. Like, I haven't removed it off Facebook, but I mean, that's
you can't be my friend.
Well, that's pretty much where I'm at. I'm like, I don't go to church. I don't do anything.
How do you feel after you masturbate?
I'm bad about it, probably.
Then you're Catholic.
Yeah. Probably?
Yeah, no, yeah, bad about it. No, I mean,
I love,
it's just...
Eric is the worst psychologist ever.
Ever. Yeah. Well,
who's like...
Because I stand up and scream like, fuck yeah, no, when I'm done. So I'm not Catholic at all.
No, oh, God, no, I scream that right up until the point that I'm done.
I don't know, I was just bummed out. Like,
you guys
God,
scream
no.
when you masturbate? Go ahead.
Someone has to.
This is so weird because my grandson and I just had a conversation about this. He now lives in California.
What? Oh, my God, Mom!
Wait, back up.
He told me he wanted to become a Satanist.
Oh. Oh,
okay. That's really? Very different than what we were...
I thought you were about to completely expose.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Wow.
And I said, look,
which
I
one? Which one? Which
masturbation is not a sin. Stick with that.
Which one, Mom?
The screaming fuck yeah?
That's not what any of us thought you were alluding to at all, by the way.
It sounded like you were setting him up, first of all, for a horrific fall.
Oh, God.
My grandson was talking about how hard it is to come.
And then he started screaming, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Mom, no, we really shouldn't delve into which one of my nephews wants to be a Satanist. But, Stanton was talking a lot of just utter nonsense about casting spells, about and everything that he laid out was just coincidence. There was no what it was. He said a cop threw him in jail, and then the cop ended up dead. I said, when was the cop dead? And it's like 4 or 5 years later. Like, has nice. A motorcycle accident, and I'm like, wow, you take forever to get even, you fucking lazy asshole. But it's, you know, and he's claiming that he killed that guy.
Sure.
By doing what? What, just like
with his fucking black magic in mind and spells and bullshit?
Not just like, I don't like him.
He didn't get specific because I think that if he had gotten specific, he'd have sounded like he was full of shit.
Yeah.
Wasn't he all over the place too, though? I mean, he wouldn't really let us get to the point, or he wouldn't get to the point, so...
But you know what? The Satanism is interesting.
Well, I do kind of believe that everything is interconnected, right?
Okay. You smoke pot?
No.
Okay, go on.
Not since I was in my 20s.
Go on.
I do believe heavily that everything is interconnected, and I do believe that there's probably a lot more to life than science has completely uncovered, and probably more than it ever will.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pose any theories onto what's out there.
What do you mean by interconnected, though? In, like, interconnected how?
Well, what you do is probably going to affect everybody in the world.
So you like Ashton Kutcher's movie Butterfly Effect a ton?
Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome. I should fucking headbutt you for even saying that. I was so
classic,
angry.
Classic Satanist.
I was so angry.
Your problems. Just headbutt your problems.
Headbutt your problems away.
Classic Catholic playing passive aggressive.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, and he's masturbating and feeling bad right now.
Say what, Mom?
I normally don't do drugs, but I'm going to buy some. After.
What are you going to do? I want to know what kind of drugs you do.
Say it,
I don't
Mom.
Do anything.
Say it. She'll say something like
that. So you're just going to buy something at random then?
She'll say
I don't
grass.
Think this is a good idea.
You're just going to go up to any black man on the street and say, I'd like to buy a drug.
I drugs.
Now only black people sell drugs, Matt. Great.
Right, that's true.
Could you tell me a drug that would make me happy?
Yes.
For how long?
It's called ecstasy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
most of them will make you happy. They just have different time periods.
Yeah, Mom, the drugs that make you happy, there's a cost. There's always a cost. More than just the street value.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, like if you don't mind feeling suicidal for 11 hours after you feel happy for 8, then I can find plenty of drugs.
There's a lot of options there.
Yeah. If you don't mind questioning every decision you've ever made in your life while your body loses functions, then we can totally make you happy for like 4 hours.
I don't think so. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, then.
I just talked your mom out of doing drugs. You're welcome.
Thank you, Eric Cash.
Yeah,
you should go into schools.
I'm going back to alcohol.
What's that?
I said, never mind, I'm going back to alcohol.
Well, alcohol is a drug.
Yes, it is.
That makes you happy.
It does
make you happy.
And no, it doesn't. It's a depressant.
It makes me happy and then sad.
It makes me happy for a little while.
There's a difference between makes you happy and makes you think you're happy.
Exactly.
It does not make you happy.
It makes me think I'm happy.
Hang on. Surely if you think you're happy, that's the definition of happy.
Yeah, yeah. makes me not question my career path. Yep. I'm just like, damn, I'm doing it right.
And this is exactly the right thing to say to this girl right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everything's brilliant in your mind.
Yep.
So last question for the Satanist tonight is going to be, do you believe in a God? Do you think there's a creator?
No.
No creator?
A creator, no.
Okay.
A destroyer?
Yeah. I'll believe in anything if it's heavy metal, just so you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so a destroyer, totally. Kali, because Kali's fucking metal. I'll totally believe in Kali. She's got skulls and like flaming bowls and a sword and shit. Like, yeah. I'll believe in any of that stuff. I'm into it.
What about Ganesh, the elephant god?
Fuck Ganesh.
He's too nice.
Ganesh is the faggiest fucking god ever created, I swear to God.
Really? It's an elephant.
He's Babar the fucking elephant.
And he's got extra, doesn't he have extra appendages or something?
Yeah, doesn't he have a bunch? I don't know.
Yeah, but everyone, like the Hindu religion has like 9,000 gods. They all have extra appendages.
They don't have 9,000 gods. They have 9,000 or however many representations of one god.
One god.
That's a mistake.
Ooh. Sure, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not.
But they do all look cool.
It's not it's a monotheism, technically speaking. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't really. I don't know. I don't know that much about Hinduism.
They're all reincarnations of a single.
Hang on, aren't there at least three? Isn't there like, or are they also?
They're all.
Isn't there like Shiva and then Vishnu? Or are they?
Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma. They're all manifestations of God.
Right.
That's so. It's not a. It's a monotheism.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's
what?
Kind
are
of
the
weirdest one out there.
Why would you say that?
Well, because most religions carry a really common theme or a source, and Hindu just kind of comes out of fucking left field.
Okay.
Like all the other monotheistic religions.
But it only comes out of left field because you were born in the West. I mean, if you were born in China or anywhere in the East.
I don't think that's what he means.
What do you mean?
He means
no. Like
singular God?
Almost all other monotheistic religions, they all have the same source. They all They all come back to the same cult or whatever in the Middle East, and then they all grew out of it, and then they started arguing with each other over their god's name, and then they started kicking the shit out of each other. And then even when you look at most polytheistic religions, they all kind of revolve around the same ideas. They all have the same stories and the same myths, and Hindu is just kind of like over here. It's just much stranger and unique than most of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that, but
I don't know. The Roman and Greek gods kind of come from different places. I know they're not around anymore.
Wait, but they're like the same gods.
Go ahead, Mom.
Before the Jewish people had one god, they had several gods. In fact, before we got into one god system, everybody believed in multiple gods, including, and that's what the Hindus believe, right?
And which season of Last God Standing did it win?
I think it's seventh
or
higher.
Came in seventh, season 5.
Oh, nice.
Ganesh didn't even make the finals.
He was out in the semifinals.
Your mom mentioned something, but do you have any back? Like, I kind of believe that too, but do you have any backup on that the Jews believed in multiple gods and then turned into a cult of one?
I did a lot of research on the internet and found that to be true. And in fact, Emory, I think, aren't you the one that told me that first?
We may have been discovering it together. My mom and
I've seen things that suggest that, and I kind of believe it. However, I haven't seen enough that if you talk to a scholar, he couldn't fucking talk circles around you and prove you wrong.
Well, it depends on the scholar you're talking to, first of all.
Well, yeah, if they agree with you, they're not going to.
They make shit up as they go.
Yeah.
To defend whatever is the current state of their belief system.
Like, one of the things that I've heard is that the Bible actually uses two different words that got translated to God later.
Okay.
And one of them is God's name, Yahweh,
yeah.
And the other one is a word that actually means
pantheon.
It means a
council.
Okay.
You know how there's two creation stories in the Bible, right?
Okay.
There's in the beginning there was nothing and blah, 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 blah. And then there's a story of Adam and Eve.
Right. Which came after man had been created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently, what I have read, and this has been like 12 years since I read this, so if I misquote anything, it's just because I barely remember. But what I have heard is
we're doing goat fucking jokes. Go ahead.
In the very first one, the word in the original text that is used that later gets translated just into God, and God created all the shit and the thing and the fucking stuff happened and it was cool.
Right.
That word is actually not the same word that's used for God later. It's a word that means pantheon or like council or like group.
I don't know.
So basically what I've read is that it says in the beginning, the gods created everything. And then it goes, and then Yahweh did this weird shit in a garden with these two people.
Right, right. Well, that's accurate. And that's what Mom found, actually, is that it actually says gods very, very clearly in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just morphs into this Trinity bullshit.
Yeah, it just kind of focuses. It's like he got his own solo issue.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of discussion that maybe there were two gods. One told Abraham to kill his kid, and the other one came down and said, "Oh, never mind."
Good God, bad God.
Right. That's really great. Yeah. That's really great.
And now I'm going to walk out of the room, and my friend over here is going to talk to you.
Go ahead, Mom.
Pat Robertson put out a tape about the names of gods, and back when I was a Christian, I listened to it. Excuse me. I had to clear my throat. And he said, like Lord God Jehovah, Yahweh, there were lots of names that are throughout the Old Testament especially, then into the New Testament also.
Yeah.
And he explained that his name changed according to what he was doing at the time. I don't know.
Every religion claims that those are all references to their God, by the way, which is hilarious to me. Mr. Cash, what's your mom believe?
My mom believes that when she was 12 years old, she pulled up to the local hardware store, and their priest pulled up shit-faced drunk, and then after that, she never went to church again. So my mom's pretty much agnostic, but if you start screaming Hail Satan around her, she'll freak out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
She's not very religious, but
my mom's atheist.
She doesn't think about it. She doesn't care or doesn't matter. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, yeah. It's not a thing in her world.
There you go, pretty much.
Right. So but she doesn't know enough to not be.
She still is scared of blasphemy. Blasphemy kind of freaks her out a little bit.
Yeah, my mom too. It's still, she's an atheist, and on occasion she finds herself cringing at really, really edgy shit.
But I got things like that. We were talking about this, I think, a while ago. I think there's a lot of sort of conditioned obsessive compulsions that religion gives you. Right. Like little bits of OCD behavior that get
like
inbuilt
feeling
in.
Shitty after you masturbate.
I was raised Jewish, and you're not meant to write the word God in full on a piece of paper because that could be destroyed, and then you're destroying the name of God. So you'll see Jewish people write G-D.
Yeah, I see a lot of people do it. My roommate still does.
And I still like
the
funny
thing is they do it on the internet, and you can't destroy things on the internet.
Yeah, you could destroy your computer.
Yeah, if the server gets
destroying
taken
your
down,
computer would not destroy the internet.
Maybe but if I
know. I saw the original internet.
Did you? Oh, you did. We talked about this.
I went to CERN just over Christmas.
Really?
And they got the original box that Tim Berners-Lee put the internet in.
Nice.
And it was right there. It was unguarded. Like, I could have smashed it and destroyed the internet over. Like, right.
Wait, you can just go to CERN?
You can just go to CERN.
It's
you
like a museum and stuff.
They've got, like, where the collider is. You couldn't get into the collider bit itself, but they've got two museums that are just free. That are just there full of information about the collider and then other stuff that CERN's done over the years.
Nice. I'm going to go visit the Hard-On Collider. That's awesome. Yep.
Pretty awesome, right?
I didn't know you could visit CERN that easily.
Yeah. It's like they've got this massive visitor center, and it's just, you know, it's they have school groups, and anyone can just rock up.
Wow.
You just park up and then go in, and it's just an interactive museum that just tells you.
You can buy like Higgs boson T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Have your photo taken with a scientist. That's really.
I wonder if that would be. It'd be cool if that was as big of a demonstration as, say, the Creation Museum was. Like, people want to go see the Creation Museum and they want to hear about all that stuff. They don't know about CERN, you know.
Yeah, but CERN.
I still really want to go to the Jesus theme park.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a Jesus theme park.
It's been around for a long time.
Poppy has asked me to go and then do her show.
I want to go.
Where's it at? You can go.
Where's it at?
I don't know if it's a Jesus theme park or if it's an Ark thing. I don't know, but somewhere not too far from here, there's this horrific thing we have to go see.
I thought you were going to say Tennessee, or that's crazy.
No, it's
I say we all like organize an hour a drive field trip.
I think we should organize an Ardent Atheist meetup field trip to the Jesus theme park.
Let's go. Not a bad idea. We invite the Satanists.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Can a Satanist go?
Absolutely.
I can totally go.
Can a Catholic? Can a Catholic who really isn't a Catholic go?
He can't come.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Sorry, Mr. Right.
Can I? No, he can go. He just can't come.
Come.
Hello with the truth.
Brooke, do your parents still believe, or do they?
No, they used to go to church every Sunday still. Like, when I was back, I didn't go to Christmas church, which was like a first for me. Because I was like, well, I don't want to go just on Christmas. Like, I feel like that's cheating.
Do you get presents if you go on Christmas?
Like, host, I guess. You know, you don't really get presents at church, but.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, I still don't know
you
what
get
you
get the
believe.
Presence of Jesus in your mouth.
I know you were raised Catholic.
There we go.
Well, you eat them and drink them. Well, yeah.
I know you were raised Catholic.
Right.
But I need to know, do you think there's a God?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's just like ingrained in me. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely God. And like in my mind, I'll be like, I'll start going to church again later. Just not right now.
So I'm not even being silly. Are you nervous sitting next to a Satanist?
No, not at all. Like all my friends.
How can you not be?
Well, all my friends are atheists. Like everybody. I'm not loving you a Satanist.
It also surprises me because we haven't mentioned this on the show yet, but Brooks is a working scientist. Like you are.
Yeah, like. I mean, I'm a scientist or whatever during the day, but like I just...
I had guessed that.
Yeah.
See what I did there? So what do you... Tell me about your science. That's very exciting.
No, I'm just a biomedical engineer, so I just do tests. It's not like I'm
just
running.
A bio... and. Really?
Just
a biomedical
system. No, but it's not like I'm like running my... I'm running like tests that are very like central to like... I worked on heart valves. It's like I work in the medical field, is it? It's not like I'm creating anything.
Okay.
But I do work with a scientist. Like
so that's why you still believe in God.
I don't know why.
Because when you start creating shit, you realize it's not that tough.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
Well, it's just cells and life, and you mix the two together.
It's not that easy.
There we go.
Say what, Mom?
I created you, and it's not that easy.
Okay, you shut the fuck up. I'm turning her down.
How hard was it? How hard was it, Mom?
It was really hard.
How hard?
Can we clarify what hard
was? All right.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Today we'd like to give a shout-out to Graham Quinn in Ireland. Who else, honey?
And all of our newest Twitter and Facebook followers. If you'd like to get a shout-out from me or Emery, let us know and tell me why. Maybe we'll do it.
We'll probably do it. And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Matt Kirshen, Brooks Whelan, and Eric Cash. Not to mention my mom, Darlene.
Hey, Mom.
Woohoo.
Darlene.
So,
hi, honey.
I did not realize I was doing a show with a Satanist, and I was seating him right next to a Catholic guy.
There's a fucking English dude in here, too.
You mean
too.
A Brit, yep. A goddamn Brit. Fucking, what's the bad name? Do we have a bad name for Brits?
Kike.
Pom.
Oh, wait,
Kike is a
right.
Jew. Well, no, he is a Kike.
You just wanted to say Kike.
He is a
I
Kike.
Did just want to say Kike.
She loves saying Kike. Look at her bouncing the
nigger Kike.
Abject racism turns her on.
Well, yeah.
And so being turned on makes her bounce, apparently.
Well, yeah.
You didn't know that?
Hello?
You're staying with us.
In my ass. In my wallet, in my goat. What? What is it again?
In your wallet.
Your goat wallet.
She's learned a new prison phrase and she's running with it. So
I'm sorry. And
Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why were you named a possessive?
Oh, after baseball. Oh. You know who Brooks Robinson is? He's a great third baseman for the Baltimore Orioles. So that's
what
why.
Shape is the ball we're talking about?
It's a circle.
Okay. I don't know
sphere.
That one. I don't know any
sphere. Sphere, not a circle.
Sphere.
Oh, well, I'm looking at it in two dimensions.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Way to call the scientist out, man. Yeah. Way to call the scientist
I'm
out.
I'm just saying, it's hard to play two-dimensional baseball. It's very difficult.
You know why he
you
thinks
you can't
a sphere?
Hit the fucking ball unless you're facing it straight on.
Do you know why he thinks a sphere is a circle? Because he's read the fucking Bible, apparently. And that's what those assholes
claim. No, I don't
think
he's read the Bible.
They call the
earth. I haven't.
See? I told you.
Another believer who doesn't even believe because...
I've read the Bible.
Have you
well,
really?
You're not a believer.
And then I wound up being a Satanist.
There you go.
See what happens?
Maybe that's
don't
why
read
I shouldn't
it.
Read the Bible.
Well, you know what? Also, I want to point out to our listeners who may be Christians or believers who don't really know what Satanist is all about or Satan or whatever. It's you're not worshiping the
devil.
It's
about fisting.
You're not worshiping the devil. You're not.
So I'm a Satanist?
You're not killing people and be drinking their bloods and doing things like that.
Are you sure, honey?
No, only if it's consensual.
Exactly.
Because, you know,
have you
honestly,
been to any of their meetings?
Stanton does do some of that stuff.
He kills people?
Well, yeah, Stanton's never killed anybody.
With his mind.
He claimed.
4 years down the line by in seemingly unrelated car crashes.
He claims he does ritualistic bullshit, like chicken blood stuff and crap like that.
Well, that's
but that's not
stupid.
Even Satanism, is it? That's just
no. That's just
that's
farming.
Druidism.
That's farming.
Farming. Farming.
Yeah, I've killed chickens. You work on a farm, dude.
For a guy that plays two-dimensional baseball, Brooks just knocked it out of the park. Yeah.
Two-dimensional baseball is going to be the name of go. This episode. That's wonderful.
Oh my god.
God damn. So. Now we haven't even said publicly what Matt believes on this particular episode. We assume people know.
Oh yeah, no,
he's a kike.
Yeah,
he's a kike.
I'm a fallen kike. I don't believe. I don't have any religion.
Yeah,
I'm an atheist who was raised Jewish, but even still raised vaguely Jewish.
Yeah,
like, vaguely Jewish.
I yeah,
know, right?
Like it wasn't like yeah, it was just a gradual over the years. Just
like,
fading
like,
away.
Like you say
religion.
Hala instead of Hala. Yeah, it's just like it's like Jewish, but a little bit blurry.
Yeah. When I shrug, I only raise my shoulders to the kind of ear level, and no higher.
Like most of your guilt is kind of abstract and conceptual.
Now, does your mom know you're an atheist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it's on my Wikipedia page. It is. Yeah.
Your mom reads your Wikipedia page.
Oh, my mom is so computer illiterate. The only thing she's learned how to do on the computer is. Find things that I'm on. Like, find pages where I mentioned.
That's really nice that your parents love you that much.
She knows how to Google.
She knows how to Google. That's exactly... Yeah. No, she uses Yahoo. But still...
That's such an old person thing.
But it is. Like, I remember, like, the day she'd learned how to do it, and I got a demonstration, and it was, like, I've learned how to use internet now. Like, there's no article in it. I've learned how to use internet. She goes, I can search for anything. Like, say I wanted to find out what you were performing. And that's clearly the only thing she's learned how to search. But that,
really?
Yeah, that's the level. So I know she
And
knows.
Meanwhile, you're posting everything that you're performing at because you're a struggling comedian. Like, that's not a hard thing to find, Mom.
Yeah, so it was all up, there on my MySpace page.
So she's not capable of understanding how to apply a pattern. She doesn't know to...
Oh, I think she can
word.
Search for other stuff now, but it's still painfully slow.
I see.
It's really hard to watch.
I'll bet you $70 that your mom knows how to search for gay porn.
Yeah, you know, she knows where I'm gigging.
I bet there you $50 she's searching for it now.
At,
why is the money going down?
4 a.m. in England.
Because she's a Jew.
Well, when would you do it?
Yep.
When else would you do it?
We lost a listener because we talk about how she has Jewish heritage, I guess.
I saw some sort of weird argument about that.
Yeah, there's a guy that got
Facebook
really
shit.
Pissed off that anybody is.
Oh, he thought
talking.
She was exploiting it. That's what it was, right?
No. It was that I was claiming. She thought, oh, that's right. I do need to clear this up. I am not Jewish. I am atheist. I was born to a mother who considers herself Jewish. I'm not claiming to be Jewish at all. I just make fun of the fact that I was born to a Jewish mom.
I kind of like being called out a little bit because I hate the whole Jewish social bullshit, you know?
You mean the fact that it's not just a religion, it's like a...
Culture. And,
well, it's only... It can be called a culture, I think, comfortably. At least for me, it can be called a culture. But it cannot be called a race. It can't be... It's not a country. It's not a race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's utter bullshit.
Is it an ethnicity?
Is
or does
it?
That just
not
mean the same as race?
Is it? I don't
think
it is.
No,
like
not at all.
Flavor.
I don't think it's an ethnicity.
A flavor or a lack of one.
Lack of there.
Did but someone really leave the live chat because of the Jewish thing?
Not the live chat, but someone had yelled about people claiming on the show that they're Jewish.
We got to go fuck you email. We got to, you know, we get a lot of fan mail. It's kind of cool. But we got this really, I'm out of here. You guys are assholes. It really pissed him off an episode where we had a Jew on. And so it smelled a little anti-Semitic, to be honest with you. And Heather had mentioned, every time there's a Jew in the room, she mentions that she's
a
Jew. Because it's a great phrase.
I heard that show. I thought it was funny.
But I don't mean David I'm Feldman. Jewish. Never, ever, ever. You won't see anywhere on that on my profile on Facebook or anything that I say I'm Jewish.
You still have your foreskin.
Well, I keep it in a jar.
Yep.
Honey, anyone pinned to your lapel as a brooch. 40 would know that you were not suggesting
that you were Jewish. Say that
again, Mom. I said, Heather, anyone that had an IQ over 40 would know that you were not suggesting right. that you were Jewish.
Right.
Of course.
We all know that Heather's an atheist, a good, strong atheist.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people with IQs under 40 in the world.
Yeah. How the hell did they send us an email?
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know.
I'm so mad at you guys. I hate Jews.
Listen, I had to become an atheist because when I was learning to do the computer, Emmer kept saying, God damn it, Mom, I've shown you how to do that.
Yeah, she makes me crazy with the computer.
Andy Sell wants to say to both of you that he loves you, by the way.
I love Andy Sell. Is he texting you right now?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So...
oh, wait, I also want to say hi to someone else who's listening from, God damn it, I lost it.
You know, you got to have that ready when you start launching into it, baby.
Well, I suck.
Trick.
I suck.
Don't let him give you any shit.
Oh, wait, Michael Campbell is from Ireland. He's on the wall. Hello.
We have a bunch of listeners in Ireland.
Hello, Michael. Hi, sweetie. I like your hair.
Does this bother you since you're a Brit?
Does it? No, but go to bed. It's late.
Why would it bother him because he's a Brit? That's like you having listeners in Puerto Rico and it bothering me because I'm American.
You think that doesn't bother me? Oh. We've blocked Puerto Rico and Guam, those brown wannabes.
Hey, now.
Can I just point out, just purely from a geographical point of view, that Ireland is a separate country to England and to Britain rather than a dependent territory? Just saying. I don't want to lose you followers in Ireland.
Wow.
It's a different country. They've got their own currency.
You lost
and
me.
And dances.
We're American. We don't give a fuck.
You lost me, and I just want to say. I love the racism that I encountered in Britain. I was in London, and I went into a shop, and I had a 10-pound note, and I handed it to the guy, and he goes, sweaty tenner. And I go... I didn't know what he meant. Sweaty tenor is what he was saying. I couldn't piece it together for a few seconds. And finally, I got him to explain he had said sweaty tenor. And I said, I know what a tenor is. I get that. That's a 10-pound note. Right. Why sweaty? And he goes, look. And he shows me it's from Scotland. And I go, do you know this one?
I'm going to be honest, I have never heard that phrase before in my life.
Really?
But Scotland does have different banknotes, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Because you get, most years I spend a month at the Edinburgh Festival and you get paid and you get given change in Scottish money, which is, and then you spend the whole of like the next 2 weeks when you get back to England explaining to shopkeepers and taxi drivers that it is real money and you can legally pay with it and they can't legally stop you.
Yeah. But the guy took the money. It wasn't an issue of not taking it. He was just.
Do you call Scottish people sweaty though?
Well, here's what happened. I go, why is it sweaty? And he says,
oh, hang on. I've just worked it out now.
Okay, you've already worked it out? And he goes, have you ever tried to get a 10-pound note out of the hand of a Scotsman? And I was like, wow, so the Scottish are your Jews. That's what's going on here. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing.
The Scottish are our Jews, and the Irish are our Polacks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
There goes your Irish listenership.
Yep, there you go.
Whatever.
As soon as they figure out what he just said.
We had Polack Town in Camden. And it was like, I'm going up to Polack Town. And I just didn't know really what that meant.
But, honey, that had real Polacks in it.
That's what I'm saying,
Yeah, people from Poland. Not Irish.
What?
Well, that goes to show that I don't know anything about geography.
Hold on, Mom. Hold on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
All of this hate is God-based. It's got to do with religion.
Yeah.
Have to be stopped. We have to stop this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's get to the bottom of the Scots thing, Mom. Hold on before you, because I agree with you. I think that what she's saying is that religion it divides us. That's what she's saying.
But in this particular case, it is just because Scottish people are cheap. did you know? By the way, within Scotland, Aberdonians are the cheap ones. Like it even gets more specific.
The fuck is an Aberdonian?
Someone from Aberdeen. The town of Aberdeen.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I remember seeing...
That's what I was going to say, is that I don't really... I think that racism is supported by religion, but I don't think it comes from there. It comes from it's easier to hate people than it is to care about them.
Yeah. Well, tribalism is natural. It occurs naturally. It doesn't matter where you are.
It's like a method of keeping yourself safe, actually, I think. It's like a circles of empathy thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, humans have this ability to empathize with each other, but empathy takes energy,
And so this is a kind of an idea in like modern Buddhism about circles of empathy, like raising, like 200 years ago, your circle of empathy maybe extended to like 40 people.
Right.
Right.
In this day and age, well, and in the last 10 years, it's just fucking exploded because now we have the internet, right? But as you expand your circle of empathy, you get more and more and more exhausted. Like things like racism and anything where you're drawing a line in the sand and no longer recognizing someone as human, because that's what racism is. Like you dehumanize someone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise you're exhausting yourself.
Right. So.
So I don't actually think that it's religion's fault.
So Satanists are readers.
One or two of us.
Yeah. with how do you turn the pages with your hands otherwise engaged?
You use your virgin slaves, you moron. Jesus Christ. You think I turn pages? I'm having somebody feed me grapes while they turn the pages with their toes. It's beautiful. Right.
So how do we... I do want to get to one of our topics today. It's kind of important to me. And I also want to read a letter that we got referring to last week's episode. We did a two-parter the last 2 weeks, actually. And it was... The letter was... from a woman who is an ex-addict. And our episode, that two-part episode, it was about how AA is really tough for some people who are atheists. You know, it's hard to be an atheist and be an AA.
Do you know who my friend Bucky Sinister is?
No, that's a great name, though.
He wrote a book about that called Get Up, which is about him going to AA as a punk rocker and as an atheist. And there's a lot of interesting thoughts. He had to approach AA because of the God shit. In a funny way, like he named his higher power Thor.
Oh, and we're going to be doing this with Tat when she's on the show in the coming weeks. She's flying in another British friend. I only have friends from Britain, for the record. But
I'm not your friend.
Yeah,
I'm not from Britain.
We're friends, sure. You believe
better
it.
Be my fucking friend. I'm fucking you.
Do the accent and get out.
So. So this woman wrote in really, really kind of angry because she's been clean for over 10 years. And she had talked about how for millennia, people have been kicking opiates without this higher God bullshit, you know, this higher power crap. And she was really, really upset about the episode because we had a guy on who was pitching the idea that you need to have this higher power in order to take control of your nightmarish life. And he admitted that he'd had a breakdown in Vegas and his wife had to come get him and all that. So I'm like, okay, all you're really proving is that you need a higher power when you have psychological issues. And
well,
that
all he's proving
you,
is that he did.
Yeah, personally, yeah. He did. I don't know.
I tried really, really hard today to convince someone online who is a Christian that got off drugs that said the only way he did it was by praying, and then he decided that he was going to do the right thing, that it was him doing it, not a God. I could not convince him that he did it himself.
I've talked about this for the longest time with the most hardcore religious people that you meet are the people that have bounced off of rock bottom so fucking hard that there's marks on their face from it. And it's so annoying to me to hear these people like, oh, well, this shit happened to me. Like, you fucked up in your life and you're grasping at straws. That's great. I don't care. Like,
well, it's even worse when they're just using it as a way to go, yeah, I was a real dick, and here's the reason. Sorry. I mean, I've got a friend.
Just own your shit.
But
I don't actually begrudge someone that. Like, if someone is addicted to stuff that is likely to kill them, and that's the little rock that they cling on that kind of gets them through it, then fine.
Yeah.
But if you extrapolate that to you need this, and this is the only way.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, if it helped
well,
you,
that's what
great.
It becomes. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's what it fucking becomes.
Yeah, it turns into a sales pitch.
No, you're right. Right. That's all atheists' problem with AA.
This whole thing turned into, are you a good person? Asking me, I said, yeah, I pay my taxes. I, you know, vote, and I've never been in trouble. And I, you know, do you do illegal things? No, I don't do anything illegal. I'm a normal person. He's trying to look for reasons why I should, you know, repent in some way. And I'm like, dude, I don't need your God. I don't need it. You know what I mean? You may, but you really don't. You just don't.
Yeah.
You have to see. Look at me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So. Well, that's what the Banana Man does. He goes around. What's that guy's name?
Banana Man.
Yeah.
Ray Comfort.
He goes around with a microphone and a camera, and he films these people on the street, and he just tries to get them to pull. He tries to pull them in and turn them into these these sinners, you know? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever had a bad thought? I mean, he literally gets to thought crime. And then the next pitch is, you know, you need Jesus to clean the slate. I mean, he's a retarded monkey.
Who is this person?
Ray Comfort. Have you seen the banana guy? He's awesome.
I'm going to send would I have you seen an him? Email on YouTube.
You know, I would have seen it because it kind of, he uses bananas.
I just watched bugs fucking and fighting each other on YouTube. That's all
nice.
Right.
Nice. Planet Earth. It's the best.
All right, listen. While we look that up, we're going to do a break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
Today, we would like to give a shout-out to the God Hates Fags at Westboro Baptist Church. Westboro Baptist Church, destroying religion one protest at a time.
And now, back to Ardent Atheist.
I disagree with that, you can believe in. I'm going to have a go at you for that. I don't think... I firmly believe the Westboro guys should not have... Even, I'm pissing myself off now by mentioning it in the context of telling other people not to mention it. They're trolls...
You think we shouldn't talk about them?
I don't think you should talk about that. I think the Westboro Baptist
Church...
It's
already done. It's over. They're in the ether. We're not doing anyone a favor by not making a dick joke about those cunts.
I know, but I think actually directing anger at they are trolls. They are no different to a 13-year-old kid in a chat room on the internet trying to get a rise.
They're real-life internet YouTube comment.
Exactly. And the second you respond to them, you're feeding the trolls. You're just responding to them in exactly the way they want. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, you've convinced me.
And that's why I think
that was the best point I've ever heard in my life that you just made. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Brooks. Thank you.
Makes so much sense now.
I will never talk
that
about
was, that was
again.
A perfect example of an atheist playing God.
I don't know. Should we take them out of our little gags? Should we not be talking about them at all?
We'll take a vote.
No, I love what you say, destroying religion.
One protest at a time.
One at a time. One.
Well, that's what I think. I kind of disagree with you, Matt. I'll tell you why I disagree.
Go on.
There's a new guy, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'll talk about it next week. But there's a new guy claiming he knows when the world's going to end, and it's going to be in May of this year, 4 or 5 days off from the last prediction. Mm-hmm. And this moron it's really neat because when I was a kid, those folks all stood on a corner, and they were nuts, and we walked by. And they were able to do a little tiny bit of damage to belief in general, one person at a time. You know what I mean? When you'd see this retard on the corner and you'd go, God, how did he end up there? Let me think about this. You know what I mean? Well, now there are millions of people listening to these assholes. They're no longer just a psycho on the corner.
Yeah.
They're a guy with a fucking radio station. And that's really good.
Yeah, it's going to be so devastating to your religion if you're like, it's over now. And then the next day you're like, well, fuck.
What's amazing is how that doesn't happen. What's really astonishing is how the followers of those people, when the calendar ticks over and the world still exists, the next day, how they manage to reevaluate and re-explain
themselves.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's like a junkie trying to convince his girlfriend not to leave him.
Yeah.
Like, no, I swear to God, I'm going to be better. It's going to be better this time.
This is real. Priscilla, baby, come on. Take me back, Priscilla.
I had a great idea on the last rapture, and unfortunately, I had it way too late, but I really wanted to organize flash mobs all over the country to walk into all of those churches in, like, Viking and zombie costumes. Just, like, hundreds of people, like, all of these people, like, going there for the rapture, and then just everybody in the most ridiculous outfits possible just marching into these churches.
The alternative is just we need like some accomplished magicians to get involved in this one. Like
why do we need to bring in child molestation? I'm confused now.
we want groups of people going in. I don't know how you'd achieve this effect, but some professional illusionists might be able to tell us. Go in the second it hits midnight, flash goes off, they disappear.
Oh, nice!
They disappear, and everyone there is the one left behind.
They're stuck.
If there can be a pile of be a pile of clothes left where they stand as well, that would be astonishing.
Can we
or
do
maybe
this?
Just
there was
guy.
Somebody
just
else that
guy.
Tried to organize that, just leaving piles of clothes on top of shoes everywhere. On the
I did
the
see
rapture.
Photos like that, which I thought was pretty funny.
But it really needed it. You need massive amounts of people to really get the full effect and really make this.
You ideally want someone to like a group of people to be there already, and then to be a thing, a noise, and then they're gone.
Penn breaks this kind of belief down in his book and says they don't believe it. He proves that you can't possibly believe this stuff.
You know, it's all down the faith.
I haven't found anyone that really believes it, because when I ask them to sign their car over to me the day before, they will not do it.
Oh, that's right. Perfect.
Well, there's so many. I mean, there's so many things you can do. I love that there's a company out there that you can pay money to, and they will take care of your dog.
Yep, I heard about that too.
That's after the rapture.
After the rapture, so pet funny. Care, and don't forget about after the rapture looting. Those guys,
they do a great podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
We were on their podcast, After Rapture Looting podcast.
And they would protect your house after the
It's basically, you know, it started off as a Facebook page.
Just a gag saying, let's all loot after the rapture.
I thought that people were giving them money to be like, we'll protect your house after the
rapture.
No,
it's basically like looters after the rapture getting together and deciding they're going to do it. And then they turned it into a podcast, and it's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Why would they want people to take care of their house? Are they coming back like Jesus did?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just like, I don't want nobody fucking with my bedroom. Even though, like,
I don't want them to see my shit. My
don't
chains.
Smell my underwear, you creepies.
That's the worst inner city black guy I've ever heard.
I think that was supposed to be a zombie or something.
No, that was just like Iowa hick.
That's the worst Iowa hick I've ever heard.
Your Iowa hick was like mixed with a 4-year-old.
No, yeah.
I don't want nobody smelling my underwear.
No, that sounds like my neighbors.
Where'd you grow up? Where are you from, Brooks?
I grew up in the country in Iowa.
Really?
Like in the woods.
In the woods.
In the country of Iowa.
Yeah. Just, no, I'm saying like way the fuck out. But yeah, and then there's people around that sounded like that.
Yeah.
Hey,
now, I could see wanting someone to watch your house if you thought maybe your wife wasn't going to get to go with you or something, you know?
Yeah.
I've been checking her Facebook messages.
She's a filthy fucking whore.
That's nice. I wonder if I can get people to pay me for post-rapture raping.
Protection. Prevention.
I meant prevention. Yeah. What did I say? I didn't say the word prevention. That's
like,
not what I meant.
We really hate that woman, but we can't rape her because we want to get into heaven. As soon as we're out in heaven, you rape that shit.
You pay me $50. Anybody who remains behind that you don't like, I rape.
This has really gone downhill.
We started with goat raping.
While we're going downhill, because I want to correct it. It was post-rapture looting.
What did we say?
After the rapture. I said it like that.
Oh, whatever.
I'm goofy.
I'm sorry. Post-rapture looting. Check out the podcast. It's really great. I love that Matt's adjusting the microphone for Brooks.
There we go.
He's a tall guy in a short chair.
Indeed. So, Brooks.
Matt has an oral fixation.
There we go.
You have anything to plug before we wrap up? Hold on, Mom. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What? I want the Satanist to do something real fast, like make a goat appear or something.
They don't do that.
And Emery, you.
It would take 4 years.
When did I go?
Hey, I'm not sure how I turned into a performing monkey all of a sudden.
Mark this on the calendar, and if there's a goat in this studio 4 years from now.
I'll go Satanist.
All right. Mark it down. We got it. 4 years. We can actually turn Brooks into a Satanist.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's going to be so easy.
Oh, no. Yeah, you have 4 years to organize one farm animal.
Oh, shit.
Brooks, you have fucked yourself, man.
I'm done, man. It's over.
God,
I gotta go to church.
4 years from now, we're going to be doing the podcast live via satellite. Yeah, you will watch Brooks fucking the goat.
All right.
In order to celebrate his change of Satanism.
My word.
Should I put this on the calendar now?
We're going to be playing "Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon" by Urge Overkill at top volume.
Oh man, I want to thank my guests Matt Kirshen, Brooks Whelan, Adam. Adam's not here. What am I saying? I'm so sorry. Eric Cash and my mom, Darlene Helton, for being on the show. Thanks for being here, guys. Do you have anything to plug before we wrap up?
Oh, me and Matt have a podcast called Probably Science.
We started doing a science-based podcast with one other guy, Probably Science. And also follow us all on Twitter and Facebook and that kind of thing.
There's a podcast I'll never be invited to
Probably Science. Probably.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
That's a great name. All right. Thanks for being here, guys. Had a great time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mom. Bye, Mom. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. Tune in next week where our guest will be Michael Ornstein.
And other people.
We'll be talking about
how religion sucks.
That's it for episode 48. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our funky Facebook publicist, Cameron Goatfucker Winners, and our Wall of Reason moderator, Joe Wham Bam. Thank you, Sam.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
Probably. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on NewDissidentRadio.com. Fun for Jigajus everywhere.
New Dissident Radio. on the interweb.